Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Lauren Krogman, Manager, Marketing and Processing Technology for the National Cotton Council. First cut, coming in 3, 2, 1.
New policy was added during the 2021 National Cotton Council annual meeting supporting the efforts of the American Society of Agricultural and Biological Engineers, or ASABE, in development of the round module wrap standard. This standard addressed key properties of round module wrap, such as tensile strength, abrasion resistance, puncture resistance, adhesive properties, and colors that can be easily detected. The standard was created to address inferior wrap that was beginning to come into the marketplace and was unable to withstand climate and harvest conditions, ultimately leading to increased amounts of plastic contamination. Round modules are delivered to cotton gins in good condition, meaning no tears, punctures, loose material, or adhesive failures, then the likelihood of plastic entering the gin and ultimately the gin bale is greatly reduced. On February 15th of 2022, the ASABE fully approved and released the updated S615.2 Cotton Module Cover Material Performance Standards. Although this is a voluntary standard, the Council urges all producers to consider only purchasing wrap that has met or exceeded the standards developed. This will ensure seed cotton is protected and the chances of contamination are reduced. The standard was developed using the TAMA premium wrap, which are the pink and yellow rolls. It also includes a field trial requirement over an extended period of time. In different climate conditions, the wrap must meet or exceed before full approval. Moving forward, the National Cotton Council will be the depository for the names of manufacturers who meet these minimum standards. The new ASABE standard has been many years in the making, and we would like to show our appreciation to the Gin Labs, university researchers, Cotton Incorporated, TAMA, and John Deere for their involvement and coordination, but thanks in particular to John Wanura, who served as project lead, for his commitment on getting this completed for the industry. These standards are currently available on the technical library section of the ASABE website at asabe.org.